Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez called for unity during yesterday's National Day celebrations. In a tweet, the socialist leader expressed hope that the citizens would celebrate commitment, solidarity, cooperation and multilateralism. Let us claim what unites us, what makes us a great society, what makes Spain a welcoming, open, diverse community. Let us celebrate what we are, he said. A grand military parade of more than 2,600 troops was held in Madrid in front of King Felipe VI and Queen Letizia. The parade also featured dozens of aircraft flying overhead and a 21-gun salute. But protests were also held while some booed Sanchez as he arrived at the parade. Some see the public holiday as a misguided celebration of colonial history, marking the day when explorer Christopher Columbus sighted land whilst travelling under Spanish royal sponsorship. Protests were also held yesterday in favour of abolishing the monarchy and other causes. As the Cumbre Vieja volcano on La Palma continued its activity yesterday, another 800 residents had to be evacuated from their homes. Bevolca instructed residents near the Callejón de la Gata industrial estate that this measure was necessary due to the anticipation of the advance of the lava flow that runs further northwest. On Monday, these same residents had to be confined after a cement factory on the industrial estate caught fire. According to a report from the government's Department of Homeland Security, the most active stream is currently the one that is further north. The collapse of the north face of the volcano's cone on Saturday has seen a greater flow of volcanic material. An estimated 595 hectares of land are now affected. A total of 64 earthquakes were registered in the vicinity of the volcano by the 24-hour monitoring network. 9 were more than 3 in magnitude, with one measuring 4.1. Barcelona can fill their new Camp Stadium to capacity for key Champions League and La Liga matches next week after the Catalan authorities eased COVID crowd limits yesterday. The limit had been 60% of capacity. The decision is timely for struggling Barcelona, who have 3 games coming up in 8 days at the 99,000 capacity stadium. The first will be on Saturday against Valencia, who are above 9th place Barcelona on goal difference in La Liga. And the Guardia Civil honoured 2 members of the Royal Gibraltar Police for cross-frontier work in helping combat money laundering and drug trafficking operations. The ceremony took place on Sunday during the celebrations of the Guardia Civil's patron saint. Chief Inspector Sean Pereira and Detective Inspector Craig Goldwyn were particularly praised for their involvement in a number of international operations carried out in 2019. The operations targeted members of a high-profile Spanish crime syndicate which used Gibraltar to carry out some of its money laundering operations and as a hiding place out of the reach of the Guardia Civil. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.